here to talk to you about the Avenger Initiative.
Hey, man. We're about to jump on that ginormous spaceship. You want to come?
Anybody ever tell you you're a little paranoid?
Not to my face. Why? Did you hear something?
I'm getting revenge. You're getting revenge?
Seriously? You gotta clean up your room. It's a complete mess.
I am Groot.
I am Iron Man.
Everyone up here versus everyone down there.
This is your legacy.
Did he freeze?
Like an antelope in headlights.
Are you finished?
Puny God.
All Avengers all the time. Hulk, don't be angry. It's Avengers time. It's Infinity War. Rafer Guzman is here, film critic for Newsday and for us here at The Takeaway. Hey, Rafer.
Hey, Todd.
We are sticking with Avengers Infinity War. This is exciting. I'm a recent convert to this franchise, Rafer. I want to tell you. So in the past, if I've dissed the comic book movies, and I know I have, I'm down with this. I want you to know off the top.
All right. Listen, you and me both. I've also sort of been a little up and down about the Marvel movies.
Well, we're going to get into it. We're going to get into Infinity War. Of course, I have trivia for you, Rafer, here. I have Avengers trivia, if you like. And I'm going to ask you to listen to this clip and think about Captain America. Here's Captain America talking about his shield. Now, Rafer's going to hold on to his answer. And if you know it, hit me on Twitter. We're going to come back to the answer at the end. Listen.
It's stronger than steel and a third the weight. It's completely vibration absorbent.
How come it's not a standard issue?
That's the rarest metal on Earth. What you're holding there, that's all we've got.
Rafer, that's Captain America. Now, here's my question for you. Where would Captain America need to go to find a replacement shield if he lost the shield he had? And I got a bonus question for you as well. What is that shield made of? Where would he have to go to get it replaced? What's it made of? I think you probably know the answer. Hold on to it. Rafer, let's talk Infinity War. All your friends are here. Hulk, Thor, Black Widow, Black Panther, they're all here. Go for it.
This is pretty much anyone who's got a suit or a secret name is here in this film. And of course, what's the one thing that could bring all these people together? A villain, of course. A film is really only as good as its villain. And this time you've got a guy named Thanos who is searching for the 6 Infinity Stones that will give him the power to end half of life in the universe. He's kind of a population control guy. This is his dispassionate plan to randomly kill half the people in the universe. That's the plot for you.
So we won't do too many spoilers. Look, I sometimes worry, I'm all about Infinity War now, I sometimes worry that with all of my cartoon friends coming into one movie, it's Iron Man, it's Black Panther, it's Black Widow, it's Scarlet Witch, it's the whole gang, that it might be a bit of a mess. Do I have anything to worry about?
You know, I thought the same thing too, because, you know, they basically got to squeeze everybody but the Thundercats are in this film, right? But it's 2.5 hours long, which also, you know, that gives them the running time, but it also runs the risk of exhausting you. I have to say, Joe and Anthony Russo, the directors of this thing, do a masterful job of juggling all this stuff and making it sort of go and seem fast and quick, and you never seem too scattered, even though, of course, it's a Marvel movie and things are coming at you right and left. You know, one thing I will say that I really liked about this movie is it ends on kind of a note that I will call solemn. After all of this 2.5 hours of bombast and action and, you know, and like you say, all your favorite guys coming together, there's action, there's banter, and then everything gets very quiet, very serious. Really reminded me a lot of Empire Strikes Back, which was my favorite in the original Star Wars trilogy. Mm,
a somber, maybe perhaps moral note to look forward to after all the explosions and existential death of the Infinity War. Well, I'm looking forward to it. As I said, I'm back on board with this cartoon classic, soon to be a classic, so I'm ready for it. Now, let's go back to trivia. Rafer, I asked you a question about Captain America. I asked you where Captain America would need to go if he needed to replace his shield. Where would he have to go?
Is that Wakanda?
That is Wakanda, home of Black Panther, of course. And the Wakandans, what would they be able to provide?
Vibranium?
That's the one.
Yes.
Vibranium, the hardest element in the universe that powers Captain America's shield, and a whole lot of other things, too, in the Avengers universe. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Thank you so much.
Rafer Smash.